Do you want to say Happy New Year's?
Not like you did.
Well, fuck you. Say Happy New Year's then, ho. Say it how you want to say it.
Oh, since I just got back from Mexico, bitch.
I said,
Feliz nueve años.
Oh, Jesus.
Bitch, let me tell you.
Wait, can
I feel Mexican, honestly.
You look Mexican.
I could do this whole episode
in
Spanish
now. You got a little Mexican ass tan going on.
Por qué? Pero go.
Hey guys, welcome to 20 motherfucking 19. We are still here, standing strong. We gave y'all the best of 2018, and y'all
the best and the worst. Y'all, we should have,
you know,
made
y'all
it,
had to relive the fucking therapy moment. But welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl Mandy B, aka all of it, including Booty Bandit. Y'all already know. And I'm sitting across from my co-host.
Hi, my name is Wheezy. I'm not a booty bandit. Only when asked and pushed into an asshole, I'll do it.
I am excited to be back
I'm
in
like the
studio.
Scissor actually, sniper.
It actually seems like we're dropping something on time. But yeah, this is our first time back into the studio for 2019.
Is this off balance? Or am I just
feel
like
it's crooked.
I feel crooked, bro.
You know, all of this is just a fucking mess.
I feel like every other podcast that comes in here just like does
no,
the
they
shit.
Have different shit. Every podcast does different shit, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. So it'd be fucking up our little flow.
They be changing the table.
We shouldn't talk about that on the mic, but yeah.
Oh, my bad.
We ain't talking shit.
You
nigga.
Know we're not talking shit, but loudspeaker. Oh, shit. We follow this shit.
Okay.
This is not how to start the
so
new year. But let's go ahead and I guess
I
we're going to start
out
with a catch up.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
you love talking about that.
Well, it's kind of my job. Okay, so yesterday, oh my god, this is so embarrassing, but I have to tell it. I thought I had gonorrhea chlamydia, bitch. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Okay.
I didn't know how it happened, and I was having a panic attack because when I went to the bathroom, it didn't hurt when I peed, but like I just was feeling a sensation that wasn't normal. So I went to the place that we went to, which is a walk-in gyno. And this is not an ad, by the way, but I learned so much in there that I need to tell y'all about it. And I had an amazing experience. So I've been to this gyno several times. If you ever listen to our first episode, Dr. Sarah is her name, got Mandy's condom out. And she got mine out when I fucked the Hamptons guy.
Yes.
It is on 200 West 57th Street. I just found out it's the first walk-in gyno in the country. I've only seen women in there, women doctors. It's amazing. I think I saw a trans girl in there too, and I was like, okay, shit. So yeah, I go in there. I'm super embarrassed, and I'm like, oh my god, let me pee. So I open my legs, and I'm telling her what's going on. She's like, well, it doesn't really sound like an STD because I guess like normally an STD, like you feel like you have to pee, but you can't pee. So like mine was more like UTI-ish, which
I thought
was
that
good
was
news.
A UTI. That's what a UTI feels like, is when you feel like you have to pee but you can't pee. So maybe the fact that you were peeing is why she said it wasn't STD symptoms.
I don't know, but she just acted like it wasn't.
Okay.
But here's what happened that I really appreciated. I had Dr. Melanie, who was different, and I told her she wanted to give me a culture, and I was like, look, I've done pelvic floor therapy before. I've talked about it on the podcast where I had a really hard time having sex. I had vaginitis. It's like pain during sex. And they basically stuck this thing inside of me that put vibrations up through my cervix, all through my vagina to help loosen me up so that I wouldn't be so tight and gripping and hurting myself. So she did something that nobody's ever done before. Normally I have to take Xanax and stuff for pap smears. I get really bad anxiety. Like I'm really nervous about things entering me. I know how weird that sounds.
That sounds real weird because I thought you really liked things entering
Well,
you.
I don't really use my fingers inside of me. I don't use tampons, which people think is crazy.
Okay.
But, like it really scares me. It scares the shit out of me, bro. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I want to use tampons, but I'm terrified. So anyway, she hands me this swab and she's like, I'm going to leave and you can do it yourself. I don't want you to be in here uncomfortable. She's like, that's a terrible feeling, but I feel like you can do it better than me, and maybe it's going to freak you out if I do it. So here, stick it as far as you can. Get a discharge on there so I can test it. No doctor has ever fucking done that. She left the room. She gave me a few minutes, and I did it myself.
She told you how far you had to put it up you?
Yeah, and like she's like, just get it up and scrape. Anyway, so the whole fucking day and night, I was like, oh my God, bitch, who I got this STD from? Which one of these niggas I got to text? And got my results today.
Did you fuck a lot of niggas in Mexico?
No, I didn't have sex.
No?
Oh. But got my urine results back and my culture back. Bitch is negative. What's up? I'm just happy.
That's a way to start the new year.
It really is with a negative test result. Next day, I got that result. So I really wanted to pub this place just because, like, they take you if you ain't got insurance, bitch. They got a plan if you ain't got insurance, a payment plan.
That's good.
I saw it on the bathroom wall, and I'm, like, really grateful for that doctor for letting me do that. Because, honestly, I was having a panic attack.
That's good.
I was shaking on the table. Like, I was looking up and like, oh, wow, where's the Xanax? Oh, what am I going to do? Should I have a shot? I was freaking out. So you guys go and check them out. Mandy and I have both been there, and it's dope.
Yeah, it was cool there. I just got new insurance. Well, not just got, but I have new insurance now. So I have to go through and change my primary and all this shit and make sure they – I don't think I want to keep my same primary. I actually want to change up primaries and get maybe one in the city.
Why do I feel like you're talking about your partner?
No, my primary doctor, bitch. And so, yeah, I will say my job, which has calmed down much more than when I first started, gave us like 2 weeks off for vacation. So I fucking partied my life away. Yeah, I want to shout out to Goddess Unknown. She was at the Kwanzaa Crawl. And I saw just quite a lot of it of people. Shout out to Dustin. He took me to the movies on Christmas because we were both lonely. And then, yeah, y'all, I was lonely as a fuck. So, bitch, Felon Bae came over.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Being away for two weeks is crazy.
2 weeks. And then I got lonely.
You get in a rut almost.
I got a little lonely and I was like, shit, 24/7 wasn't in town. So I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? So, bitch, I hit up goddamn Felon Bae. That nigga came over in fucking
seconds?
Bitch. No. He came over and laid it on me like he never had before.
Because, bitch, he had to give you grade A dick.
Not only that, he listened to the episode, so he was like, oh, so I'm broke and got a shrimp dick. I said I didn't say it was shrimp. I said it was
medium.
Shmedium. Not shrimp.
Medium dicks be hit.
Bitch, he made it hit to where I was like literally thinking so much like, damn.
Did it grow?
Is size like not a matter? Like, I was so confused the whole time, bitch. And then this is how you know he put it on me. And this is when the fuck I dried the fuck up. Then he asked me for breakfast the next morning. I said no. The fuck? Just because you laid the
dick
down.
But he slept over.
He did. So you can't I wanted food? To keep sleeping. Bitch, I wasn't going to wake up just to cook for him.
Okay, like, that I'll be honest with you. You can order it. Like, not you.
You thought I was going to.
Him. You can order food.
His house is in walking distance. You better go to your kitchen.
I feel like you don't need to ask me to cook for you. Like, order some food. Like,
well, he wanted the whole, you know, and this is.
Just because you fucked the shit out of me now, I owe you food.
Bitch, but this
you're lucky to fuck me.
This was my problem. Like, I feel like because he spent 8 years in jail, he loves home cooked meals. And I'd be like, you know what? This is that jail syndrome. Like, nigga don't want to eat nothing. Like, he want a home cooked meal. And I'm like, he did spend 8 years in jail. Like, maybe. So, bitch, he came. But
I'm holding myself from telling this story.
Bitch, but it don't matter. I gave him soup in a can when he came over because he was hungry when he got there. And, bitch, all I had was soup. So I gave him chicken and dumplings. And, bitch, I seasoned it. And I put it on
the
stovetop.
Why did you say it like it was optional?
Because I'm... Oh, everybody season their soups?
Bitch.
Oh, well, listen. Everybody ain't got pink Himalayan sea salt that has to be grinded.
Mandy, you literally talked about making a hot dog soup. So
let's not. It wasn't hot dog soup. It was Haitian spaghetti. Get your ass to Haiti. When you get back to dating more black men,
okay.
Maybe you
so
can
now
have
she's
a
trying
zone.
To be funny.
Maybe,
them niggas don't want
they
Haitian
do.
Fucking hot. The niggas I fuck that are Haitian zoes is drug
no,
dealers
they
and they
love
eat
Haitian
steaks.
Spaghetti. I bet you they
bitch.
Mama making hot dog spaghetti. Home.
Maybe what?
Damn, you a hater. Anyway,
don't want no poor food.
Anyways, he put it on me. I was shocked, but I don't want him. So going into the new year,
I don't want him.
I don't want him. Like, that was my thing. I was like, ooh.
He fucked the shit out of me,
but
you know.
He fucked the shit out of me, but I was like, you're not boyfriend material.
What happened? I'm sorry. So Scissors is coming in town tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to Paris together for my birthday.
Oh, that's fancy.
As fuck. It like just... fucking skyrocketed and I'm
so
loving it.
So can I ask you this? Because this was my problem with dating women.
What, can I be with her?
Who the fuck pays, bitch? So did you pay your old flight? Did she pay hers? Are you flying her out? Is she flying you out when you get there? Because then in that case, aren't y'all just friends?
So
how does this work?
I bought the ticket.
Oh, I knew you did. Bitch, you a tricking asshole.
But
damn, you a trick.
I feel like we're splitting it. Like, we've split, and only because we've vacationed together since we've been fucking and shit like that. Like, I mean,
ooh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you a trick,
I'm saying it wrong. Before we were having sex, we vacationed a few times together, and, like, she comes to New York, and often we've always split things. So, I don't know, this weekend, well, I guess it would have already passed, and I'm on my fucking Instagram, I'm in love with you shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take her out to eat one night, and then, because she got a new job, so I don't know. I'm assuming we split.
Mm, so you're the man in the relationship, I assume.
No, I don't.
I know you make money and shit, but damn, that's how I work with you.
I don't think.
I would have liked you and played a little bit more had I known you was booking flights to Paris, ho.
Bitch, let me tell y'all on some real shit. I got these flights for $400 round trip nonstop.
Oh, that's not bad. But she doesn't
Norwegian
live here.
Air.
So is she going to just be here that weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, that's a lot of time together.
It's 4 to 5 days, whatever. Bro, I've known her for how long? We dated before.
Saying,
we've been friends this whole time.
Time
I think why it's really cool right now is because we've been friends for this amount of time. And then the next person I've dated, I wanted to be not a friend of mine, but like I wanted more core friendship there, like there to be a stronger feeling.
So let me ask you this question, because I feel like you do want to end up with a man. But I feel like a lot of the girls that you do become intimate with, they're still friends. Most of them. We're not going to talk about Lover Girl. But most of them are still your friends after.
Yeah.
How are you going
most
to...
Most guys I date
right,
are too.
So how are you going to explain this? Because I know a lot of men get jealous knowing that I've been intimate with a lot of my friends.
So Scissors is open more than she was when we dated to threesomes. We've been like vetting guys. I sent her Beard Bay. She sent me a dude. We're like really discussing it and we're into this. I'm starting to realize, I had this conversation with a close coworker, my work husband, and he was like, could you end up with a woman? And
I was like, I want to know that.
I was like, now I'm starting to think, not in a pansexual way, but I think I could end up with anyone as long as I could have threesomes. Because when I'm with men, I miss women often. I want to fuck girls all the time. Being with her, I want to like have a threesome with her, but I don't miss dick. I could tell you that. I'm not thinking about dick like crazy. I'm not going nuts.
Could you
be
with a trans person?
I don't know. I haven't ever been with a non-binary person, but I don't know.
I will say I'm starting to watch that more in porn lately, so it's like, ooh,
I love trans women in porn.
Trans women in porn be kind of hot, babe.
But I don't really know if I have what it takes
to be a good enough partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be honest. Like, but that's a lot of
if
work.
You were into the threesome realm to where you could still get, like, do you feel like that sexual compatibility has to be there in that sense to where you have to be able to have threesomes?
Yeah.
Like, that has
like,
to be
that's
given.
A fucking
that's
deal breaker.
Done deal breaker.
Okay. So, like, right. I really ultimately want to try it. That's really what I want. I would love for us to have a boyfriend.
Well, let's not get there yet, bitch. Damn, you skipping the goddamn. You know, I like my outline.
Shout
out
to the people. Bitch, I'm in Mexico. I fucking ran into two people that knew who we were. That was crazy. This girl's just staring at me, and I'm like, oh, she's looking at me because she's black. That's what I thought. Like, I got braids, you got braids, we're on a beach, and it's a bunch of Mexicans.
You did
here.
Look a little blacker, bitch, with the braids, I will say.
I fuck with the braids.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a thing.
So she's looking at me, and I'm on the beach, and I'm like, maybe she just wants to hang.
Maybe she want to holler at you.
So then she walks over, and she's like, are you? And before it came out her mouth, I was like, no fucking way. Dude, I was on a very remote beach in Mexico at this moment, and I'm like, there's no
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know that many people went there until I was on my timeline, and a lot of motherfuckers was in Mexico, bitch.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, I met up with Ryan
like
from the guys next door.
Yeah.
Well, Mac and Mouse both hit me up. They were like, yo, niggas in Mexico. Link up with homies, blah, blah, blah. Then I'm at another fucking bar in Cancun on the strip, and this black gay dude is dancing. And I'm like, okay, you better work, blah, blah, blah. Where y'all from? And his man is looking at me, and I'm like, oh, don't worry. I ain't pushing up on him. He's like, nah, you look a little familiar. And I was like, get the fuck
no
out of here.
No way.
Bitch, let me tell you something. My head was so blown up after that, Mandy. I was just like, oh, fuck everybody.
Blown up more than what it is already?
Yes.
Shit, I didn't
imagine. I feel like I'm a good person, so that just makes me feel like I'm better.
I ain't gonna hold you. With all of the travels we do, bitch, I was in Kansas City. Everyone's like, oh my God, are y'all bringing a live show here? Y'all bring Kansas City, bitch.
Someone just emailed us, like, how much does it cost?
How much to bring y'all to Kansas City? And so,
y'all might be talking to management soon. Just
know
that.
Y'all gotta understand, like, just because we be traveling, like, me and Weezy are travelers. Like, I don't know if you was getting that when you was in Denver, but I'm like, y'all, calm down. Like,
yeah, people
we
are just
too.
Asking, like,
yeah, we're normal.
Have like, you considered a show? Like, same.
Yeah, no, bro. We're
and
not
it's
doing
crazy
because
it's these smaller cities. Like, when I go to Atlanta or Miami, I get it. But by the way, for those of y'all that have wrote me, I'm sure you've seen the same, like, oh, can we do a podcast while we're in that city? Mandy and I are leaving work, bitch, to fucking get to a place for really a day to just be there for y'all.
One day.
Like,
I literally just had to talk with my job today, like, because I'm entering another busy season, and I'm like, listen, like, if I have to come in at 8 during the weeks that I have to leave on Fridays early to catch flights, and I told them, like, I'm going on tour. Like, I told them, like, it's now being to where I'm being communicative with my team that this is what I do. I have another job. Right now I'm matching my salary with what we're doing here. So I'm just like, y'all gonna have to understand.
So here's where I am with work. I had a really
rough day. I saw your
day.
Goddamn Patreon post.
So my HR and my director knows what I do. Only because I don't want to get fired.
Yeah, my team knows.
But I don't tell anybody else.
Oh, I done told.
So I don't. My direct boss doesn't know.
All the seniors and
people
staff.
In the office. When I was doing Zozo Talk, they just be seeing me with a bag, and they'd be like, "Where are you going?" I'd be like, "See my family." Like, I don't feel like it's anyone's business.
Right.
The company I was in before, I've been with them 6 years, and they were way more liberal. So like, they can
this
Google me and listen to the show and be like, "Aha, you're funny." These people, I don't know.
Right.
Plus, I know like a lot of them voted for Trump. Oh, speaking of that, bitch, when I was in Mexico, let me tell you something. Mexicans are so fucking woke, my nigga. I went to this thing called a cenote, which is basically like this cave where water is like in, I don't know. You go in there, their ancestors revitalized in there. I jumped in there with my clothes on, felt free. I even opened my pussy up. I was like, put some of that energy in there, bitch.
No, bitch.
Anyway, this guy was like, listen, like, we don't necessarily have to be religious people to know that, you know, we're all here as like we're human. Not on some all lives matter shit, but like it's been really hard with American tourism to just live and work through this and not feel angry. He's like, so
I'm sure.
Yeah. He's like,
because they want to put that fucking wall up. But yeah, we still want to go there and fucking
like,
have fun.
And we've been such good people, and like Americans love our culture, but like want us out. And he's
I love tacos, bitch.
Bitch.
And enchiladas.
Who don't?
Bitch.
Give me a sombrero.
I'm like,
nigga,
how do y'all
even
make
those cultural appropriation?
I don't give a
Cinco
fuck.
Cinco de Mayo? Shit.
Oh, bitch, when I went to motherfucking Vietnam, I said, I need the cone hat. I need to wear it. Give me the cone hat. I
like
don't know
the
what
dunce
it's called.
Cap?
Whatever it's called, bitch.
No, Randy. You know what a dunce cap is?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, you trying to be funny? That's that little dumb shit, huh? Right? She ain't shit. But no, I do
but
like
now
the
he's
green
like, you
sauce,
know,
the red sauce.
Yeah. Mexican food is lit. And he's like, you know, we've had to learn how to let go and be good people just to you so that you can go back and tell people that we are good people.
Yeah, but we can't tell that to Trump. Trump ain't listening.
Bro, but I feel him because he's just like, imagine if it was black people, just an African nation.
Yeah,
and they're like, what can I do? Am I going to hate all of y'all? Or like when you come to Africa, am I going to show you love so you could tell them like we're not fucking crazy and out here like in some outback shit? And I loved it. Tulum, it was a city I went to, bitch. It was like the Hamptons, hoe. The drinks actually went back up to $15. I was like, oh no, I gotta go back and go to Mexico, bitch.
Bitch, that's why I like being in Thailand, bitch. I was popping bottles in Thailand.
What?
$60 in the club?
Shit.
Give it. Three bottles right here.
My nigga.
We each had a
Thailand
bottle.
Thailand is the best place I've ever been in my life.
If any of
Fuck
you listening,
Croatia,
no.
Europe,
if
Japan,
any of you listening
all of that,
want to
no.
get on a trip for 2019, as we talk about these New Year's resolutions, I would 1,000% suggest Thailand. It's super cheap once you get out there. You could have a motherfucking villa for like $120 a night.
There's nothing better.
I loved it.
Like,
I had a fucking
anywhere.
Pool in my villa, bitch. I walked outside. There was a motherfucking pool. It was upstairs, downstairs. And we had chefs cooking us breakfast.
Bro!
Bitch, $120 a night, ho. And we split that three ways. Ask about me.
Bitch, how many massages did you get?
Oh, bitch, I was getting massages every day.
Me too.
2 hours.
Did I tell you?
2 hour massage.
I got at my third massage of the day, right? And I was doing this thing with my back. And the lady's like, what's wrong? How many massages did
a
you
lot,
get?
A lot. A whole
She was
bunch.
Like, you can't keep doing that.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm mad I didn't get a happy ending one out there. I was searching. But they only really give them to men. I don't know about... I told
oh,
you about
I did
want
to ask real quick before we transition. Your top three places you've ever been and my top three.
Top three places I've ever been, I would 1,000% say South Africa. I thought it was one of the most beautiful places I've been with a lot of history. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the museums more than anything there. Of course, Thailand. So the parts of Thailand, I went to Phuket 3 times and I went to Bangkok 2. I would say Phuket was where I did the island hopping. And then the third place, I'm honestly going to say because the people were the nicest ever, would be the Philippines, even though it's third world. The
Ooh,
Philippines,
but I love me Philippine
they were
people.
So nice, and they spoke the best English, bitch, of all the like.
Dude, because they got customer service on lock, my nigga.
Bitch, well, the Philippines was. I did
are you
a volcano.
Ready?
I
got
it. Okay, so you go ahead and name
Amanda,
your top three.
Thank you so much for calling AT&T. I want to let
get that minute mark, because bitch out here saying the government. Give me, get that minute mark, because she
Amanda,
you done acted the motherfucker up, bitch. You done said the whole goddamn shit like you done lost your goddamn mind up in here, bitch. I ain't even saying my.
Just bleep that one part.
Nah, bleep the whole goddamn
thing.
Nah,
cause
thing.
My voice was good, bitch.
Fuck your voice, ho.
American Express 2, they all be Filipino. Right when I be cussing them out, like I thought you said no interest.
Uh huh.
So my top three, Thailand. I actually preferred Bangkok to Phuket, but I like more of that like
city vibe. Yeah.
And I didn't go to Chiang Mai. I kind of wanted to do that. Also, if you plan on visiting Thailand, definitely go to an elephant sanctuary. I made the mistake of doing that, but not really looking into it. And, like, I saw them, like, hit one of the elephants, and it fucked me up. Two, I went to Croatia for a rave, Ultra Europe, and that shit is, like, the Thailand, the Bangkok of fucking Europe. Everything was cheap, but they have, like, Yacht Week out there. It's all these fucking rich people spending no money. And the third,
no black people, so that's for the 26 white listeners.
Who said there's no black people?
No, there's black people in Croatia.
There was Africans in Croatia, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't a lot of black people, I was going to say, in Tulum when I went to Mexico, by the way. But there was a ton of black people in Cancun and Playa.
Sure.
The third, I liked Budapest a lot. That was one of the, like, kind of Thailand-y Europe places. It's mad cheap.
Okay.
Like, we had an Airbnb that was, like, 3 bedrooms. It reminded me of a W hotel, and it was, like, 100 a night.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead. Hopefully y'all can get to any of those places. We're going to go ahead and get into our vanilla shit. And although it airs shit tonight, I kind of wanted to do a preface of our thoughts on surviving R. Kelly. If you guys do not know, there is a docuseries coming out on Lifetime, and it's about motherfucking surviving R. Kelly. So he's been in the talks a lot in the news lately regarding shit specifically, what, hoarding women in his house, to say. And so basically the new document series Surviving R. Kelly premieres tonight. The series features interviews with women like Kitty Jones and Kelly's ex-wife Andrea Kelly, who have spoken publicly about the singer's history of alleged abuse.
His ex-wife
is on there too. Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she's on there crying. I did see a recent interview with her. I want to say it was on The Real, and she was crying, basically talking about how she has PTSD when she sees Hummers because he choked her so bad in the back of a Hummer, she thought she was going to lose her life. So,
dude,
it's pretty much...
I have a feeling like that about a gas station I ran to with my ex.
See, and
if
and
I
so
see
this
a sicko,
is,
it scares the shit out of me.
This shit is real. And so I wanted to bring it up because I wanted to know what your thoughts were of the women coming forward in this sense. Just because we do talk about, we have had sexual assault. Well, we have had sexual assault victims on here. And so a lot of people on Twitter and a lot of things that I've been seeing, they're like, why are these women not running to the courts or pressing charges? Why do a document series on it? And so I kind of want to know what your thoughts were as far as maybe the therapeutic aspect or beneficial aspect of doing it this way instead of going and pressing charges.
I get it, right? Because you have these rich people that, like, you're going to sue them and, like, kind of what do you get out of it? Sometimes that may not feel like enough. So you feel like something like that happening is humiliating. Like,
when I
was abused, I was humiliated. So what did I want to do? Kind of the same. And whether that's
I didn't look at it that way.
Necessarily good. Maybe it's not. But I can understand wanting to do that because you get to hurt that person back. Not saying it's right, but...
And so a lot
it's
of people
a small
are,
price to pay for what these women have
and
done.
So a lot of people are saying, and this is, I'm honestly going to stay off of Twitter tonight because just so many of the opinions to me were disgusting. And of course, there was a lot of victim blaming going on. But I feel that it's quite funny that now out of nowhere, people have such trust in our justice system. And they have faith that
I didn't see any of that.
What will happen. No, that's what they're saying. They should go to jail, take it to court. He can go to jail. But if a lot of people look at what R. Kelly's been through in the past, he went to jail when there was video fucking evidence of him pissing on a teenage girl. He married a 15-year-old Aaliyah. He calls himself the fucking Pied Piper. He's come out and made
why
a whole fucking song. But that's what I'm saying.
So I mean, why can't they do both?
Well, no, the thing is, he's been to jail, not to jail, but he's been to court already on charges of fucking an underage girl.
So,
and was innocent.
Another
from
thing
it.
Is talking about trust the justice system. Sometimes if all I have is a story, there's nothing I can. What am I going to do?
Oh, you're right. Proof. They're going to want. You're right.
Like, what am I going to say?
So this was.
It's your word against mine.
This was the
I can't
battle
afford
to that.
A great enough lawyer.
This was the battle to that. The same way Bill Cosby came down because all of the women came forward.
Yeah.
If multiple women came forward for this document series, why didn't they just come together for a court case? Because then it's all of their stories against him, which kind of worked against Bill Cosby.
I don't know why.
You know?
I mean, I'm not saying that it can't happen, but I could just see the opportunity presenting itself. You get to tell women about this person that did something to you. And mainly, like, here's the thing. A lot of people still support R. Kelly.
They do, bitch. I'm not going to lie. His album was playing earlier on my phone. I said, I got to delete that.
Dude.
I got to delete
Spotify
it.
Spotify took him off, right?
Bitch, I have Apple iTunes.
I think me too. I don't have.
Oh, yeah,
I only use Spotify for Joe.
That's it. I only have Speaking Spotify that, for look, Joe Budden podcast.
Mixie boys.
Hey, shout out Rory and Maul. But yeah, so to me, it's going to be interesting to see this. I don't know if I can sit through. Apparently, it's 3 nights, like 2 hours each. It's 6 hours. Of women crying, sharing their experiences with this man.
I'm not going to watch it. No shade.
What you said.
I can't handle it.
I mean, I'm going to watch at least one of the episodes because I would like to see their stories and kind of get a grasp of it. But what you said is probably makes a lot of sense.
I'll tell you right
that
now.
That sense of humiliation like makes sense.
If I had to pick one.
Yes.
The person that hurt me. If I had to pick him going to jail for a year or I had to pick him being humiliated. Or people knowing.
It wouldn't be 1 year, bitch. He would get at least 10.
I don't think he would get at least 10 for hitting me and doing the shit he did to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he
I
would.
I was going to say, they'll like rape and... How much do they get? Rape and like physical abuse and domestic violence. How much do those normally run for people that go to jail? Do they go to jail?
Bitch. Yeah.
Chad Johnson ain't even going to jail. Ocho Cinco ain't going to jail with
headbutt. You can, but I'm saying...
Did Chris Brown go to jail? Or just community service, right? Yeah, I don't know people going to jail.
The only reason I mentioned my story, not in this terms of rape, was because you mentioned the ex-wife where he choked her in the Hummer.
Yeah, the abusing.
So that made me think about that. If I had to pick one, yeah, I would rather him be embarrassed.
That makes a lot. Okay, so
and
then that makes sense.
I can at least say, I think I've forgiven him. I didn't forget. Like, I've forgiven to the point where I can, like, he's apologized. I've been through therapy. He paid for some of it. I was able to let go and, like, yeah, I don't get angry about it anymore. There are moments where I'm like, little things will happen. But if I had to pick one, even in this moment, like,
you would tell the story and try to humiliate him over
really
taking
sucks,
it to jail.
Though? That's when crazy. You're done with someone like that, like one of my homegirls broke up with a guy she's dating. And she's like, all of these girls are writing me now and telling me how terrible he was and how they're so happy for me. Now, when it happened to me, all these people, you know, would write me and talk about how he wasn't shit. Girls told me how they were fucking him when he was with me. And I'm like, why are you telling me now? Like, why do y'all come to women once they're done and then tell, oh, good for you because blah, 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 blah. If you really have viable information about a nigga being trash, do some due diligence and tell a bitch. Because I'm telling you right the fuck now.
You know what's crazy? I disagree. Because if I'm dating a trash ass nigga, I don't need all y'all hoes telling me he trash. Let me enjoy my trash until
but
I
why,
know
why tell me after? Then just shut the fuck up. Like if you're
gonna... Okay, telling you after is stupid. Yeah, I
like,
agree
that's,
with that.
That's kind of what happens. What maybe right. Okay, I probably wouldn't listen to someone that was like, you know he'd be hitting bitches. Probably wouldn't. But...
You wouldn't listen if someone tried to warn you and say he'd be hitting bitches?
Would I... Like,
but you would... If someone says, yo,
would I, like,
he got
break
HIV,
up with him? Would I
you
believe
would,
it?
You would take that as a warning.
That's a good point. I'm trying to imagine in my highlight of in love with him.
And someone say, you said, know he hit bitches. You gonna stay with a nigga that another woman is saying he hits women?
Do I believe it? That's the thing.
This is the problem that I'm seeing on Twitter. Do you know how many people are saying, do I believe what these women are saying?
But no.
I'm not saying you think.
I'm saying in my moment of love there, not me today. In that moment, I was 20 years old. Would I really believe
it? Well, I want to talk about now. How would you respond now?
Oh,
if you're dating a man
now,
and you get someone that hits you up, whether social media, private page, whatever, and is like, maybe not even a private page, an open page to where she's letting you know, listen,
so
I dealt with this man
with
in
you,
the past.
I've been
he
through too
me.
Much where I don't know if I could say it all. Like, I don't even know if I would ask, which is awful. But, like, I don't even think I could ask. I think I'd be like, nigga.
You wouldn't ask him?
Like, I don't even know. Like, I would obviously have him explain it, but then I'm just almost getting angry at the idea of someone being like, oh, nah, but, like, with her, it was just, like, you know, I pushed, like, oh.
Yeah, no.
That would drive
no,
me nuts.
I'm not here. Yeah, that would drive me nuts, too.
Just knowing that someone thought you were too aggressive is, like, fucking with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I would have a problem
ooh,
with that.
Bitch,
yeah.
That would fuck me up. No. So I was talking about in that moment. I was young and dumb and in love. And in that moment, could I have believed it if someone really wrote me? I don't know. I was so brainwashed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think that that's funny that you say this because this was my other point to even the women that are now coming forward to talk about R. Kelly. They were all so young when they met him that our minds, as far as emotionally, sexually, intimately, what we feel as our connection with somebody at 18 to 20 is completely different than even us at 28, 27, 26. It's completely different. So a lot of people are like, those women had the decision to move in with him and they chose
dude,
to.
Dude, the way
but it's
that
like
I
the
used
way
to
you
talk,
think,
maybe,
yeah, it's crazy.
I can't even, it almost makes me want to cry thinking about it. I won't, but
don't mean no
I've
pussy
said
hole.
The words.
This ain't therapy.
I've
bitch.
Said the words like, oh, he never punched me, so it's okay. Like, he never closed his fist. That's what I would
you
say.
You made excuses for.
That's what I would
which
say
I feel like a lot,
to
at a young
therapist.
Age, yeah.
Like, we went to couples therapy, and the therapist saw how I was reacting to him and then saw me alone and was like, does he hit you? And I'm like, waiting for a second to answer. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't like make marks on me. He doesn't like punch me or make me bleed.
Right.
And he's looking at me like, bitch, do you know how crazy is that?
I feel like that's what these women are doing now, though. As adults now, they're reflecting back on what the fuck was happening to them. And they know that this is not right.
Crazy.
It's not right.
Bro, therapy will make you really be. I was like, damn, I was dumb.
Well, I'm excited. If you guys have On Demand, because by the time this episode drop, all three series will be released. So I'm excited to maybe get your thoughts in the comment section on what you guys think of the docuseries. I will be checking it out. So we're going to go ahead and go into our kink of the week. As y'all know, every week we have a kink where we try to normalize shit and let y'all know that y'all may be normal if this is you. So the kink for this week is for nylons. The nylon fetish commonly accompanies a foot fetish. And if y'all know, bitch, I'm trying to make money off my feet for 2019. You be seeing my little feet post, bitch.
Wait.
You see my shit, my little feet post.
But make money on them doing what?
Bitch, making niggas pay for my pedicure and shit. Get my Cash App going. Like, here my toes. Y'all like these little white cocaine bitches? And, bitch, I put acrylic on my big toe. Bitch, that shit make my pedicure like $65 a
time. I've never put acrylic on my toe. Why do you do it?
Because, see, your toes is long. You got a little long, skinny toes. But my big toe is, like, rounded off while all my other toes are squared off. And I just hate how it looks. I look like I got a circle with a whole bunch of squares. So I want to square it off like the rest of my squares, bitch. So, but...
Yo, imagine if a nigga was sucking on them shits and he'd be like, this tastes like...
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, guys, as far as nylon, one with a nylon fetish may enjoy the look and feeling of toes, feet, and legs wrapped tightly in nylon stockings. They may want to smell the nylons or have them shoved in their mouth. I've seen that in porn. The latter use is a terrific way to shut someone up if you're into BDSM. Have the dominant partner tie you up to the bed and shove stockings in your mouth, or use them as a blindfold for sensory deprivation.
Bro, we didn't even do kink of the week. God.
I know. This would take forever. Nylons can also be used, if you don't mind the likelihood that you'll ruin them for wear, to tie one another up as a form of bondage. While bondage is a kink, using nylons for bondage is separate than having a nylon fetish, in which the nylons themselves produce the sexual arousal rather than their usage.
Oh, my God. Did I ever show you the nylon over the face?
You did.
With the cum on it?
You did.
The guy had a crazy... I'll show you. This guy I knew had a crazy fetish for nylons. Like, he was like, oh, my God, wear them and I could take a rip them off you.
I wonder if this is similar to... Because I've had a lot of guys request, like, full-body, like, fishnet stockings.
But I don't think they're...
Yeah, I saw this. Look.
So...
Isn't that disgusting?
This is a picture of... Oh, I hope it's on
YouTube. That's another nigga that came on it, right?
Yeah, so... This is no, it's a girl. So the girl he was fucking, he had put her stockings over her face and he came on it.
Jesus.
He loved that shit, bitch. And I didn't know about his fetish until we had sex, and then he was like, oh, the next time.
Well, that makes sense, because when you used to show me like your little black and white artistic nudes, y'all always had like fishnets or stockings on.
So he liked to rip them, which that's hot. Like,
fuck
through the hole.
That makes sense.
But I didn't know he liked to come on it. And then once he started doing it, I was like, this is getting weird.
Don't be kink shaming. Look, how she gonna kink shame?
Oh, please,
this is
bitch.
Weird. Don't
please.
Kink shame.
Kink shame? Just, really?
I don't like period blood. What's the problem?
How did you know what I was
because
gonna say?
Your face, just because you out here eating bloody period
I
and
don't
shit,
eat it.
You, it was there. You was like, oh, let me just put a tampon in and still lick around of it.
Listen, I don't, I'm disgusting. As a person that's not a tampon wearer, obviously I can't
oh, my God. So I don't mind if you wear one. I'm still gonna eat your pussy while you're bleeding.
Saying, it really hides
it's
blood
disgusting.
Well.
Disgusting.
I didn't see it, bitch. If I don't
okay,
smell
so
quarters,
I'll shame your bloody,
I don't
your bloody
smell no coins. Quarters, pesos, no kind of scent.
Let it eat,
and if it's no scent, and I have no scent, I'm gonna eat.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
I'm gonna lick the clit. I'm not saying I'm gonna eat the hole. I'm not licking pussy hole that's bloody. I'm licking clit. It's just clit.
I'm disgusted. I'm sorry. I'm disgusted. Because what happens is I am a tampon wearer. So I notice because I try to play with my pussy even on like day two, even though I shouldn't. And when I play with my pussy with a tampon in, when I really get wet from watching the porn, I still secrete past the tampon and my pussy gets wet. So I, and then, bitch, I be looking and still be under my nails sometimes. So So it be coming out of that goddamn tampon.
I masturbate on my period. I don't care, bitch. I had no tampon, no pad.
Well, I like
just
my cocaine white nails. Blood under white nails is not cute because then I'm looking and it's dirty and it's like,
what's that? What's that, Mandy? Is that a, I painted my room.
Exactly that is disgusting. So we finally made
renovations.
It, nah, bitch. We finally made it to the horrible decision for the week. I know y'all like, goddamn, this episode long as fuck, bitch. Nope, y'all still
maybe
get an
it's
hour.
Not.
It, nope, we're on time, actually. It's 2019 and y'all hoes are not getting longer episodes, just so you know. We're still sticking to the script here, bitch.
Bro, I don't know how people do 2 or 3 hour episodes.
Me neither.
Like, if you cut me the Joe Budden Spotify check, obviously I'll sit here. But like,
I won't. We need double. We need double Joe to sit and talk to you for 2 hours.
Bro. Also, it's three people. Maybe that makes
no,
sense.
No, and Parks, it's four. Then you got Savon that do the research. We ain't even got a Savon, bitch. We ain't here Googling while we talking. This shit is a lot of work, bitch. We can't do that shit. But Weezy low-key don't like splitting percentages. We've been dealing with this shit right now.
So bitch, let me make y'all laugh.
No, listen. She don't want to give nobody. She's cool with 50-50.
I didn't fucking play games,
bitch. She don't want a 37-37 something else. When I tell you 50-50, she like, bitch, where's... Can we go over 100%? Because I don't want to give anyone else any full fucking money.
Mandy and I had a conference call today with a deal we're working. And... I feel like me and you personally have been doing really good with like listening to each other and communicating. But once I know they wanted some of that live tour money, bitch, I was like, oh no, oh no.
But this is
easy.
Bro, we'll have someone come in and say, yeah, so we're interested in taking 15%, which is lower than the 20%. Here go, Weezy. Nah, bitch, we gonna get 13.5. Tell them go back 13.5.
One, bitch, it's the Jew in me. Two, okay, it's true. All right, two. I really believe wholeheartedly that if someone comes to me, I didn't write you. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't hit you up and ask you to help me, and you know that 2 years down the road, you want to fuck with horrible decisions, you want to do this for us and shit like that, nah, take the dip on the 2% because we've been doing this whole shit without management, and I feel like we deserve that larger cut. Plus, we already got to split the shit.
And
now
bitch,
I got to do more.
So I'm different I want my 2%, because bitch. I'm big on peace of mind.
Nope.
And bitch, if we ain't got to do all the work that we've been doing like for the last 2 years and we can bring in more money, like here go your 15%, nigga.
I'm cool on 15 with new work, but old work, and I hear you. But you know what?
Yeah, let's go ahead. We're going to get into the horrible decision because now we're getting real businessy.
It's just, saleswoman can't, as someone who's been selling my whole career, you know I never got a degree. Like, I've literally paved my way and worked my way up the ladder from selling. I can't be sold, bro. You can't sell me and be like, oh yeah, but we've got our PR
bitch,
team
you
and
you
marketing.
You sell that pussy. Nah, anyway.
Exactly, bitch.
I
know how to negotiate.
We're gonna
he
go
was
ahead.
Like, let's get you a one bedroom, honey. I was like, let's get it too.
I hate you. So we're gonna go ahead, guys, and we are going to get again, Happy New Year. We are doing our New Year's sex resolution.
I couldn't believe
for
yours.
This episode. You couldn't? I am very
the
happy.
The first
with
one,
my...
yeah. I think they're great.
So
the first one, yeah. No shit. But the second one really shocked me.
The second one is where I've been lately. So we're gonna start off. We're both gonna tell you guys our sexual our New Year's sex resolutions. Weezy and I both picked out two. And then as you guys know, if you interact with us on social media, we posted to our Instagram page and my personal page some other sex resolutions. And we're going to share some of yours this episode as well. So I guess we'll go back and forth. I do one, you do one. Okay, so my first New Year's sex resolution is that I will stay current in my sexual health visits and urge my partners to do the same.
What's current to you?
Current would be every 3 months.
Okay.
Or if I have unprotected sex, I will say maybe within 4 weeks of that, because it still does take time for symptoms to occur or for it to show
and
on
remember,
test.
And remember, like, you're midtown working, right? So, like,
yeah.
And that place, 57th, bitch?
Yeah, there's a lot of options, and bitch, I got good-ass benefits, bitch. So
I just
know
like
I
that
got,
I could pee in a cup and
let
dip
me tell
on
you
my lunch
how
break.
Good my benefits are real quick, bitch. I have sinus issues with my nose, my ears. Y'all know I fucking have ear issues. I'm tone deaf or whatever, but I had really bad shit happening with my nose. So I went to the ENT and they prescribed me all of these sinus medications for my nose. And bitch, I went in with my motherfucking, here, my prescription card, bitch, pay less than $2, ho.
Bro,
I was
this
like,
is
that
normal.
Shit is almost like Medicaid.
If you have insurance.
I thought only Medicaid got cheap shit like that.
It's good insurance.
Well, bitch, now I know I got good insurance, ho. So,
bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was thinking about that today when we were talking about quitting. I was like,
Yo, I need to do all my
shit. No, I like
my
benefit. Do you know how I have a fucking corporate card? Swipe. So
don't you have to pay the
medical? Yeah, I do. So one back. I'll be working on it. So I really want to be more aware. So because last year I was going to the doctor so much because I was preparing for my surgery.
Yeah.
They were testing me so fucking much because I was going to the doctor to make sure I was cool before surgery. After about my 5-month mark and getting all of my post-surgery visits done, I will say I kind of slipped with checking on myself. And even though I do wear condoms, bitch, I swallow. So I probably should still be fucking getting checked up. I
feel like condoms are only, what, 88%?
Yeah, condoms are not all the way, guaranteed. So I will say that that's mine. I added the partners thing in there because I don't think that as we have grown with this podcast and as we've been advocates of sex, I will say it's been less of a conversation. Oh, they smoking so loud out there. Oh, you smell it? Yeah. It has been less in my personal life where I've been advocating for men to get tested. So I feel like that's something I want to change.
Yeah.
Is to where, hopefully I got a boyfriend, but if I continue with multiple partners, I do want to urge them to get tested the same way.
I'm not gonna lie, like getting tested is so scary. Nerve-wracking. Like yesterday, bro.
Scary as fuck.
I was in the waiting room just looking at niggas like, oh my God.
I be thinking of who I gave hand jobs to, bitch. Like, I feel like maybe it could have seeped through my pores. Like, I be thinking of everything I did,
honestly,
bitch.
I was dreading the most calling and texting whoever it was. Like, because I would have to tell the last few. I don't know. I got tested in October. So then
but that's still, yeah, I still that 3-month window. And again, it's the nerve-wracking part to be like, yo, I got tested, I got this. You might need to get tested. Like, that's
I've
a very hard conversation.
Like that, and I really appreciate one from the stockings guy, and I didn't have anything. We hadn't had sex in 5 months. He was like, hey, I know this is weird, but I just want to tell you in case you haven't been tested.
Can I say something in regards to that, though?
Yeah.
This was during the time, and this is no shade. I want y'all to know this isn't shade, goddammit. But this was also the time when you were dealing with white men. And I feel like, unfortunately, the stigma in the black community.
I mean, I still fuck white dudes.
Yeah, no, of course. But I'm just saying black men when it comes to results, and because a lot of black men weren't taken to doctors as younger, because we don't grow up with health benefits. We
honestly
don't have that. So
We don't talk about it enough. I don't even think more than it's the doctor. Like,
even in the household.
I think it's more about being communicative about sex.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. Feel like that text I got, like, I don't know if I'd ever get a nigga that sent me the shit. Not the bias too, I thought.
I agree. No, but that's what
they'd be like, oh, well.
Yeah, they'll be like, you good, I'm good. And that's where it stops. And that's not how it should be. So I want to be more of an advocate for getting more black men. Look, not like I'm fucking all y'all, but to get at least the ones that I'm dealing with to take their health more seriously.
I mean, we gotta encourage our friends, whether it's mental health, whatever.
I'm not gonna lie, even listen, and I love my reality shows, as y'all know. Real Housewives of Atlanta is my shit, and Greg, Nene's husband, had colon cancer.
Oh.
And so I literally just saw an episode, it was last week's episode, where he sat in front of his sons and was like, listen, I'm telling you now, go get tested. And so that's even a thing. I know a lot of black men don't want anything up, but colon cancer is very prevalent in the black community. Who was it? Jonathan Mena? Didn't he?
No, that's how we lost Combat.
Combat had it. And I know Mena was very vocal of going to get tested right after. So outside of STDs, guys, especially all of the men that listen to this show, I think that it's serious to take your health serious.
I've been talking about my health more with my family. So some of you know, I've been talking about my aunt with her cancer. It's ovarian cancer. And then my mom was telling me, my mom is a lot older, right? My mom had me at 40. She was like, yeah, like I couldn't have kids. Like the way that my cervix was like all these issues. Yeah. I'm like, everybody got fucking pussy issues in my family. Like,
yeah,
you know, God forbid I can't have kids. And I'm going to sit here and be like, wow, I used all of those condoms.
Right, bitch. You're going to be mad as fuck. So what is your New Year's sex resolution?
Since I'm interested in a triad, I'm going to focus on making sure the sexual partners I have in my life are compatible people and or be open to guest starring. Now,
so I like that. Explain a triad for our listeners first.
So a triad is a 3-way relationship. I don't consider myself poly because poly is, you know what? I hate to say this, but poly shit to me is very hippie-like. And as much as I'm all about that sometimes, like, I don't really like the way that is. Like, I've been to poly parties.
That's
and, like,
why I can't wait
weird.
Till King Noir come on, because he's poly. And I can't wait for you guys to have that conversation.
Yeah, I mean,
he explained
I don't,
it very well, though.
I don't want poly to me is being more open about the partners falling in love. Aisha, my friend that came on for the episode with Ashley, the girl in the wheelchair, she talked about how being poly is being able to fall in love with another partner. Not my vibe.
Oh, that's not my vibe either. That's so why I want
to
do
that's
swinging.
Why I'm so, definitely yeah. not poly. And I feel like sharing that much love is like a lot of work. And to me, that's
very
hippie shit.
We ain't got that much
shit.
Love. I'll tell you now, yeah. my heart is only but so big.
We know.
Don't do this, ho. So, don't do it.
I definitely want to start, you know, having a triad again. Like, I really liked what I had with Colette and Nick. And it was dope. Okay. I haven't really talked to Scissors about the triad. I will this weekend. I've talked to her about threesomes. I'm warming that pussy up. The next thing I mentioned, like, in after. There was the guest starring. I, as y'all probably have heard, I'm, like, really not open to, like, guest starring. I love having my own threesomes with someone that I've already know and I'm very connected to because I really love a strong emotional bond during sex. So I like to have one of the people in that threesome be someone I know because I enjoy watching someone I care about get yeah. off. I'm starting to, like, really look at couples more than I ever have, like, in a very intense way. Like, when I was in Tulum in Mexico, I was looking at, like, every couple sitting down and, like making jokes about, like,
it's
them
funny.
Taking
I was
going
to reach out to Dub because I feel more into joining couples now.
Right? You know what this is?
Yeah. What is it?
We're busy.
As fuck.
That's
and
what
so
it is.
I just want to get off and I still want my pussy and I want my dick. And it's
and
like,
you know
ooh,
what
both
else
y'all
it is?
Beautiful. Let's do it.
You know, they're like so, couples are so excited. Like, I can only speak for myself going on couple dates. You treat someone to it, right? Like, you're so excited to be around them. You're already with two people that are like really in love or really happy to be with you that have a good sexual chemistry. So you're just like, oh, done deal. Like, these two
and
know.
And bitch, I'm freaky, so they know I'm finna amp it up. Oh,
like, I'm into this shit too. Actually, there's a couple. Nah, I can't say it.
Yeah,
I think
there's
people,
a whole lot that I can't say. So let's get off the topic.
I think people gonna know who it is.
Yeah, let's get off the topic. I can't talk about me either.
Nah.
Nope. Change topic.
Your couple's famous?
No.
Oh.
Possibly.
My couple's not famous, but they're well known.
If it ain't Will and Jada, ho, I don't give a fuck.
Well, like, I feel like, I can't say it.
Oh, no, don't say it.
But I want to describe what
no,
they look like,
no,
but I can't.
No, you can't do that either. We going against the codes of horrible decisions right now, bitch. We got codes to live by.
No, I would never out somebody,
quick,
but you know.
I'm looking at what you're saying, and you said that you want to make sure that they are compatible. How do you feel like you're going to go about
triad?
This?
So
in your
for
triad,
example.
Yeah. Get back. Let's get
Scissors and Blue Check, for example.
Uh-huh.
I could see them being very compatible because they're both really lovey-kissy, touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Beard Bay and her, I'm not sure. They both think each other is really good-looking, and they have both said that to me, but I don't know.
Because you've had sex with both of them. You don't know if it would be compatible.
Right.
Okay.
Not the way they both fuck. So I'm just Now, there are certain people I have had sex with that make me think of, like, her and blah, blah, blah. Actually, when I was fucking Beard Bay recently, I was thinking about her. And I told him, too, during sex. I was like, I wish I was eating pussy right now. That's what I said. He was like, oh, yeah?
You can't be doing that. But, nigga, that'll fuck up a nigga ego.
I said, I wish there was pussy on my face. And he was like, bleh.
Oh, I guess that's a sexy way to say it.
I did. I just, you know, I missed her. But also.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. I want to make sure that, like, when I start meeting men here in New York, that I know if I'm fucking with them, because, like, I will really want to share the two, like, that she would fuck with them, too. Also, I really want her to move to New York, so there's that.
Jesus. Oh, you. And I feel like you're going to pay the bills for that hoe. Oh,
I
shit.
Didn't say that. I told her
you about to pay the bills and have a bitch move in.
Okay.
Eat your pussy, hoe.
I already told her how much she could spend, and I'll spend the rest, basically.
Look, see, she going to spend 70%, bitch. I just need you to pay the utilities.
I didn't say all that.
Bitch paying for groceries and utilities, hoe.
I said she could pay $1,000. I'm assuming the apartment would be like $3,500. I'll pay the rest.
You a trick, hoe.
I'm not a trick. It's just
you
that,
are
like,
a trick,
moving
trick.
To New York is a big
I'm
transition.
Let you know, yeah, you better stay at this goddamn job then because you ain't going to have me working harder with whole decisions because you out here paying for bitches' bills, hoe. Just need you to know that real quick. Anyways, guys, so my second New Year's sex resolution is that I want to prioritize an emotional connection over a sexual connection. And this is something that I've been working on with myself, actually, for the last couple months. I am in a place now where I do want a relationship. I want a partner. I would be open, of course, still to the swinging and the sex clubs and things of that nature, but I'm really focused on a partner. And I even had this conversation with my mom because my mom thought I fucking had commitment issues or whatever the fuck. She really thought I had something going on and I needed therapy for it. Like, she's
Why
like, I just don't understand. So this is the problem that I've had over the years. And I'm not even going to lie to you. I'll be completely honest, a lot of the relationships that I had, even while I was in school, when I moved from Atlanta to Miami to New York, a lot of the men in my life were already in relationships, but I had financial gain with them. They would help me with my bills. They would help me with classes if I needed. And I was very dependent on men for financial reasons, to where I didn't want to get into a relationship with a man knowing that I was still receiving help from other men. I never wanted to go into a relationship cheating, and I never wanted to give myself to someone who couldn't make up for what other men were doing in my life. I'm now to the point, I ain't even gonna hold you, bitch. So, little ball player was in town, bitch, offered me $500 for the head. And, bitch, I ain't even moved because you know what the first thought in my head was.
What, the live tour money?
I was like, wait, bitch, I make more than that for a 60-second ad, ho. Like, all I gotta do is talk for 60 seconds. And, bitch, I'm making more than $500. So, no, I don't want to suck your dick for no $500. So, in my mind, I'm like, I'm making money now. Money isn't my driver to be intimate with a man or even deal with they asses. I want a genuine emotional connection to a man, and finances are now not an issue. I don't need to depend on a man for anything in my life.
That's a great feeling.
So, I'm loving it. Like, I no longer have a roommate, and so I'm really about to just take on the bills of a two-bedroom, and I'm considering maybe doing Airbnb from time to time, but I even want to change the second room into an office. Like, I want to do a guest bedroom in the office. I'm making enough now.
Your rent is affordable.
Yeah, bitch. And I ain't moving, bitch. I'm staying where the fuck I'm at. He's been. It's comfortable. Like, so I'm to the point now where
I mean, you can also do something that's really economical, is like renting your room for like subletting. Is the furniture still there?
Yeah. So
instead of Airbnb, which is a lot of work.
Yeah. Maybe two months at a time, and then taking a break and living on my own. I was thinking that.
Doing it like the touring months?
Yeah. But as far as me doing a self-reflection of myself, I talk about vetting a lot on this show. And I feel like I seek such a sexual connection with men that's a lot of my conversation in the beginning, to make sure they're open to the things that I want to do, as far as fingering a booty hole and letting me be the booty bandit that I praise to be. But I now know that I want to genuinely like to be around a person. There's so many niggas I fuck, and we fuck great, and I love you while I'm fucking you, and then I'm ready for you to go. I don't want to be around you. I don't want you to be my boyfriend, even what I just said with Felon Bay. I was frustrated that it's just like, why? I want to like your ass. Can I want you to be my nigga? Like, I don't want to just keep having these great sexual chemistry with multiple men.
Here's the other thing, too, that I think maybe some of you are listening, or whatever, maybe even you, right? When you start emotional connections first, bro, it's crazy. Like, the sex is better. And the only reason I can attest to this is because I've had sex with people that I used to fuck that I don't care about anymore. I'm like, damn, this ain't good.
The dick be whack. Yeah,
and I'm like,
know.
Why?
I
and
know.
It's because, like, I cared so much. Like, that shit is really, really good.
But wait,
and
that's why I don't like Felon Bay. So I was shocked when that nigga came back. I really didn't like that nigga even more than
I
used to like him back then. And I told his ass he ain't make me come ever. I had to tell him. I said, yeah, but sir, that was good. But I think he was trying to prove he ain't got a shrimp dick.
I would suggest, like, more than you know. I know, like, people think, by the way, that noise right there.
During, gonna hear that?
During Ashley's episode, they were like, somebody's phone keep going off.
Yeah, no, this is
no,
definitely.
This is someone who is never going to make it, and they're playing
All
this.
I know is it better be Nas.
You know what?
It better be a fine.
I'm
fine,
going
bitch.
To let them know that we're recording in
no,
here.
No, don't do that.
I absolutely, I am going to have my let me speak to the manager voice.
But anyway, so what is your...
Oh, they turned it down.
What is your last New Year's sex resolution?
So, wow, they turned it down. That kick worked, bitch.
Not really, but go ahead.
I want to work on having a tantric sex experience. I've been trying to find someone that does tantric sex. So Colette told me about this experience she had with a couple where they, I just said I don't like hippie shit, but they basically went in this circle. They, like, one person looked at each other with, like, each eye and shit, and they, like, focused on their breath, and it was, like, super intense. And she said that the girl came without being touched on her pussy.
Oh, wow.
And, like, people that have tantric sex can have orgasms like that. So I really want to do that. I've heard about people giving tantric massages at sex clubs and stuff like that. And, you know, Jeeves gave me that labia massage.
Yeah.
Bitch fucking came like crazy, even though that's touching my vagina. But, yeah, I really want to have an experience like that. I'm thinking that I'm going to actually... I can't believe I'm going to say it.
You gonna pay for it with your whole ass? You've been wanting to pay for sex work. You about to pay for a girlfriend. Go ahead and pay for sex.
I'm not paying for a girlfriend, but I did find this escort.
I'm not playing with you. You may as well just wait till King Noir is in town.
I didn't even tell her yet, but
he gives it. Tantric massages.
Oh.
And we might get a discount.
Nah, but we work with him.
We might get a discount.
I can't do that with someone like
You done brought Lover Girl on the show. Like, y'all wasn't fucking and y'all was.
No, I know, but like, by the
shit.
I'm not opposed to like fucking a guest. Don't get
me wrong. It'll be for research purposes. Saying, you can let everybody know how the dick is because it looks beautiful on video, bitch.
You know what? That is.
His dick looks amazing.
A really good option.
Actually, I'll watch.
Don't he live in Florida?
He'll be up here next week. We have
no,
him on
but
the
like
show.
Maybe me and Scissors.
Oh, maybe he could fuck both of you. That's interesting.
I didn't ask for fucking. I asked for a tantric experience, bitch. I wouldn't pay for sex. I would pay for an experience. Trying to get me caught up, hoe.
I know. Well, I want to share some 2019 sex resolutions from Evian Whitney. She actually inspired this episode, and I really love her three.
We tried to get her on, right? She's the girl, black girl that dates the white guy, married.
Is she?
I don't know. She lived in California.
It was on Twitter. But her three was, I will give myself permission to want the sex that I want. I love that. Because I feel like we don't allow ourselves to be these kinky,
that is her.
Nasty
she
demons.
She doesn't live in New York.
Yeah, I like
that's
her.
That's why she couldn't come on.
The other one is, I will not say yes to sex I don't want to have. Bitch, which is why I ain't sucked that dick for $500. Mm. That resonated with me, bitch. And then the other is, bitch, I ain't want to suck his dick. I said, I just had a lot of sex, actually. I'm good. The last one says, I will prioritize plus advocate for my pleasure. And I love that because I think we have a lot of sex
and
to please other people.
I went to that power and pleasure and porn thing with Liz Goldwyn and Erica Lust, who, if y'all have heard me talk about her, does feminist porn. Erica Lust mentioned during the porn seminar that she focuses on the woman's face during orgasm and also puts the camera on men's faces so you can see them because we don't get to see men in porn and shit like that. But basically saying, like, most porn that we watch is not centered around the female orgasm at all. Matter of fact, nothing really happens when a woman doesn't come.
Right.
It's just like, oh, okay, it's kind of on you. But when men don't come, it's a failure. So that's a great resolution
like
to have. I think my friend Rashida said the same shit.
I do like that.
On our Instagram post.
I do like that. So Rachel Stewart Arts, shout out to you. She said that her sex resolution is to actually have some without attachment, learning how to be casual. So that's actually opposite from what I said. Someone else said, the moment I stopped centering male orgasms in my sex life, it got better. So feel free to steal that one, y'all. That was from, oh, MC Sheed. That's your friend, right?
Yeah.
Another one is from Jess the fucking best. She said, I will have sex not to be in a romantic relationship, but because I deserve my body to be touched on. Human contact is so important.
Bro, that's why I cannot have sex that's like just too casual because like I need more intimacy. By the way, I had a sexual experience with Jeeves recently. Yes, I said that name.
Oh, shit.
Jeeves.
Look,
came...
I got Felon Bay back in. You Jeeves.
No,
what we doing,
no,
bitch?
No, no, no. He just came back in town. So I wanted to say, I did not focus on his orgasm at all, and like he came hard as fuck. So we're having sex, or wait, we were having sex the second time. We already fucked. We were in bed, and I was kind of tired. And he, now we use condoms, right? Because we're not each other's partners anymore, primary or anything. So like I was tired of being fucked with a condom. I really didn't like that feeling, and he fucks, his dick is huge. So I literally, after sucking his dick, just stopped.
Oh, I do that all the
got
time.
Got on his face. Like backwards, almost like 69, and like damn near suffocated that nigga and rode his face till I came. And he kept telling me, like, use his tongue. He just like opened his tongue, like, and just let told me to get off on it until I came.
Oh,
that
shit.
Nigga came just by me doing that shit. It was crazy.
I think that that's
men get so turned on
when they
when
know
women one.
Yeah,
and I think
on.
The bigger part about that is, though, is women knowing how to please themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That 100%. Is a big fucking deal.
100%.
Like, women that don't really know how to get off. And that expect a man to do it, it's so ridiculous. I have a friend in my life who is having trouble reaching orgasm, and like she doesn't know how to get off on her own. And I'm just like, bruh,
you
cannot say these niggas.
You
got
to know how
it.
To please yourself. And I've said that too with masturbating and touching yourself and really knowing when what turns you on, because you have to be able to communicate that
but
to your partner.
That barrier down of like learning your body for women that have not always been like that, that's a big fucking deal.
It is. I want to shout out, too, with you bringing up head, the Black Martha _ says she wants to stop fucking with men that won't eat pussy. I know that's right, sis, even though y'all know I don't care about that shit.
Agreed.
You know. And probably one of the best ones. I love this. From Jamaican Me Crazy. In other words, we are not fake moaning or faking orgasms, ladies. Let that motherfucker know you didn't come. Don't be scared. And I think that that's very, that should be the motto.
There is a, by the way, very nice way to say that you didn't get off.
Oh, I tell them I ain't come.
Like, right after sex. I didn't. Just like, I be touching the dudes on the shoulders. Say, like a little like nice,
let's
like,
keep going.
So I know you're in your refractory period.
Not refractory, bitch, shut
up. Oh, bitch, this is true.
Refractory period?
Women, once they come, it can heighten us to have even stronger orgasms the second time. Men, when they come, have a refractory period. Yeah. They need time before it can go back up and up again. I'm like, and I am open and willing of a participant to get oral sex from you. Just letting you know.
Speaking of the refractory period, I just fucked an old guy from the past.
Oh, I thought you meant old guy.
No, fuck old guys. No, he's not very much older than me, but I fucked him and made him get up 3 times back to back to back to back.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say this because his stepdad listens to the show and so does his mama, and he ain't told y'all we be fucking. He just said we friends because he don't know that y'all know he a freak, but he
is.
He live in DC. That's all I'm gonna say. But stepdaddy and mama, y'all listen to the show. Hey, so does he. He know I'm talking about him. I want to make sure.
Does he play ball?
In his past, he did. Now he's an accountant. Tip, tip, hint, hint. Anyways, guys, we're going to hop into the whole mail. Bitch, I felt some type of way. My mama doesn't. Your mama needs to know you a freak, nigga. Yes. Anyways.
Oh, my God, bitch.
They listen to the show. Bitch, they about to come to the show in D.C., too.
Yo, I hate you.
So we're going to get into the whole mail real quick before we get out. So, hey, ladies, question. So I recently started talking back to my ex. We haven't had sex yet. It's been 2 years since the last breakup, but we've been talking about it. Well, in the last 2 years, I've been introduced to some wild, nasty sex, and I can't turn back now. How can I comfortably introduce these new things into the bedroom to him? The sex has always been great between us. He has the skills, length, and girth, but I'm ready to take turn. I'm ready. Damn, I was doing good. I sounded great. I'm ready to turn it up a notch. You added an extra word in there, sis. Love you, ladies, and I'm excited about receiving your feedback. Sincerely, a nasty bitch. XOXOXO. So I like this question because I feel like when you stop fucking with a guy for a while, you get other sex partners and they turn your little ass out and then you got to go back to the vanilla. So what, bitch?
I got to be honest. I like zoned out for a second and I literally was like, please let Mandy recap this.
Nope, not going to recap it, hope.
Okay, so other sexual partners, then you go back and
no,
you already
see,
got
bitch,
some good
no,
dick.
No, fuck you. This is going to be all my advice. Yo, nope! Get your own phone, bitch.
Bitch, anyway, let me skip read.
So don't.
I've passed mad quizzes like that. I got this. Give me the phone.
Nope, get your own phone. It's in the email. I will not recap because I did a great job reading that, bitch. It wasn't even bad like you're reading, like where you go super fast and no one can know what you're saying. I did a great job reading that.
You know why? It's because I skim read with my mouth, bitch. I be reading shit like, she's a whore, mother's in jail. Okay, what are we going to do?
We know. So basically for that, if you guys had good sex already, this is something that actually just recently happened to me. There was a guy that I was fucking. Yeah, look, bitch, yeah. It's easy.
Yeah.
Bitch, you would have known if you listened. But there was a guy that I was fucking about 8 years ago. This was when I was like 19 to 20. We recently rekindled and we talked about how great our sex was 8 years ago. And I let him know, listen, the freak that you remember me for, that's why you back in my phone. I'm a little bit more of a freak now. And kind of, I just opened up to him like, so I've tried new things since we last fucked 8 years ago. And how, like, what has changed with you during this time? Seeing what experiences he's had, telling him the experiences I've had. And then after sharing those things and opening up about our sexual history for the last, you know, 8 years or 2 years in your case, then it was just like, would you be open to these things? Are these things that you would try? So again, it's just a dialogue. It's asking him where his penis has been for the last 2 years and if he's tried anything different.
Yeah.
And you just opening up about yours. So, go ahead now that you skimmed it.
I had to do that with scissors actually recently. So we hadn't fucked in maybe 5 years. And when we had sex, it was amazing, right? And I'm like, holy shit, like, what the fuck? Like, it was good, but it wasn't like this. So the next day, we're at some juice bar and like, we're laughing about it and like, then it comes time to discuss, like, bitch, like, that was fucking dope. Like, what you been doing? Really?
Right.
You know? And then that's when I learned, like, she's been coming close to threesomes, but it hasn't happened. And we're being more open about, you know, the sex we've had with other women. I was open about how I feel like a lot of women like penetration, and I can't offer that. I don't know how to do it. I feel like this is too much, like spreading the fingers and all that. Like, I really don't like fisting and fingering, so that hasn't worked for me. And we're like going back and forth with it. And I treated it like a new girl.
Yeah. I think that's how she should treat this ex. You should treat him honestly like a new partner. If you've gone through all of these new freaky experiences over the last 2 years,
he has to.
You're not the same person. He may not be, unless he was giving that boring dick the whole time. I mean, I don't know. Some niggas don't grow as fast as maybe women were. I feel like we're more open to trying things, especially when we meet a man who's open to trying things. I think getting a man to try things
more than it is normally. Men are the ones to teach, it seems like, during sex.
Very seldom do I hear. Let me stop. That sounded bad. That didn't sound bad. I do like younger guys because they're open to exploring.
Oh my
more.
God, I had a Mandy moment. I was in the airport and this team.
Not a Mandy moment. What the fuck is this? I don't know what the fuck you about to say?
There was all these like tall ass niggas around. I'm like, damn, what's going on?
So it was hold a college on. Team, huh?
Yes. It was Cornell.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like,
none of them going to the league.
Wow. I'm like, well, a lot of them are white, actually. So oh, okay. I believe it. I was looking around and I was like, yo, what the fuck this little 19? So I'm at the Chick-fil-A line. I'm at the airport on a layover in Philly. And I was looking at one of them. I was like, how old are you? And he was like, how old are you? I was like, nigga, I asked you first.
Oh, see, that's flirting. So you flirting. Now you laughing. Flirting with 19-year-olds.
He's like, I'm going to be 20 in a month. I was like, oh.
When you have to skip ahead to that's when you know they're young. They can't just tell you their age. I'm about to be 21. I'm about to be, like, bitch, what's your age now?
About to be, bitch, that was me. I'm about to be 25 in 5 years. No, so to shorten it up, yeah, I would definitely treat him as though he's a new partner. When you have a new partner, how do you talk about sex and things like that? If you don't, be open to communicating, but make it a whole new thing. Like, man, where we left off. Shit, even with me and Jeeves, like, it's been months, but I was like, yo, tell me where you've been, who you've been fucking. What's it been like? Tell me your new shit.
I want to give y'all homework for those of you listening. Let's make 2019 the year of communicating.
Communicating. Ooh, I got a good homework one.
What? What's a homework one? You ain't no let matter me finish if my you, homework, ho.
You said let's just
you
communicate.
You just goddamn cut my homework assignment off. I got a homework assignment too.
I had a matcha
Who
when I got here, my bad.
Multiple homework assignments, bitch.
No, it's on brand. It's on brand.
Oh, okay.
With
go
yours.
Ahead. Go ahead.
So specifically, obviously more communicate, but if you've been with someone for 5 years or 5 weeks, I would ask them a fantasy that they've never told anyone and message it to us. Tweet it to us. Write it on an Instagram comment.
That's cute.
Let's like share what's the dirty shit that people think about.
That's cute or whatever.
Because I had a dream about getting pissed on the other night.
Oh, well, I done did that. I could share with you my stories.
No, I had a dream about...
Oh, you want a golden shower.
I don't want it, but I wonder like why I dreamt it.
Maybe something was leaking from your ceiling.
It was in Mexico.
Maybe, bitch.
Bitch, it could have been a Mexican pipe.
Bro,
I woke up and I was like,
before we head out of here, we do want to let y'all know, bitch, we going on tour. Y'all know we going on tour. We want to see all of you guys in person, in human form. Come be whores with us. We are kicking off DC. We got 2 shows, y'all. 4 to 6. And 8 to 10, back to back, they sold out. I think for one of the shows, we got like maybe less than 10 tickets
left. If you're
a
patron, you have access to tickets, but even though
other than that, yeah. It's pretty sold out. It's pretty quiet for DC, y'all. Y'all came out strong. I'm excited to see y'all. We are going to go ahead and be back in motherfucking ATL in February. So February 23rd, catch us in ATL. We are possibly changing the Miami dates, guys. So we hope none of y'all bought tickets or flights yet for Miami on the 6th. We're possibly changing that date. We also do have information coming up for a New York show. Finally, boom, boom, bam.
Bro, we're really sorry. It's just that we want to do one big show for New York, so it means finding a larger venue. That, by the way, if y'all know a place, we don't like standing room. We feel like it really ruins
and
the experience.
And our hoes be wearing heels. We want y'all to be cute at our show.
I don't like standing room. It ruins the experience.
It does.
I
y'all
want everybody to
too much.
Sit.
Yeah. We're trying
to find a place that's accommodating enough for y'all to where we don't have to do like multiple show times to where
we
can.
We sold out fucking in 2 weeks, the last one. So we definitely just want to get a larger venue. So we are doing New York. We'll see you guys in Chicago. That is March 30th. Guys, there is, what, maybe 20 tickets left for the second show in that, and then both of those are sold out.
Patreon, we saved some.
Patreon, we did save some for
as
well.
Write us
so if you guys want to come to a sold-out city and you're not a Patreon yet, if you just go ahead and become a subscriber. Weezy's handle on that. You guys will also get VIP seating. We'll save those extra tickets to add that to the VIP count, just so that they can sit up close, because we appreciate you guys. Without you guys, we couldn't be doing this tour. I'm not even going to hold y'all. The Patreon money that we receive is funding this tour, and we appreciate you guys so much. And then the LA stop is also coming up. Also, y'all motherfuckers in Canada, Toronto, we like a third sold out, but it ain't going as fast. So if y'all really want us to come, because, bitch, I'll cancel that hoe. We got like 2 weeks to cancel.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I was thinking about that bitch, shit, too. I was like, oh, word?
So if Canada don't show the fuck up, we probably not gonna come to Toronto.
100 people ain't enough. Y'all gotta hurry up. Keep on.
It's just not enough. So if we can go ahead and get Toronto to show the fuck up.
I'm gonna tell you right now, we can take that date and make it New York, bitch.
So March 9th, we are in Toronto. We in the 6th. Bitch, we gonna have Drake come. Drake gonna come. Y'all... Bitch, Drake gonna come.
Oh, speaking of LA, Mandy, I think, said it's gonna be around May, so it'll be then.
Yeah.
March 23rd, I'm gonna be doing the Team podcast. They're really sweet girls. They hit me up. They're gonna have their first live show, like an anniversary, to start their podcast. So if you guys live in New Haven, Connecticut, which I don't know.
I've had some niggas there. That's only a 30-minute drive from the Bronx, bitch. I'll be fucking
okay,
with Connecticut.
Okay,
it's
an hour
niggas.
And a half. So I think
wait, what? Oh, I be fucking Bridgeport niggas, huh? What's the one that's like 30 minutes from the Bronx? New Haven.
It's pretty close.
It's
really?
Close to the Bronx. Why? Oh, bitch, you all the way down Lower East Side. That's probably why. Take you about 45 minutes to drive to my house. So yeah, that makes
sense. Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I'm going to be out there, and I think I'm just going to spend the night because, no. Speaking of Patreon and like those people who have helped us, you guys are about to hear a clip from our last Patreon episode that we did. I believe it's episode 21, where Sharonis actually stayed after the show. We had Patreon listeners send questions into us, and then he pretty much interviewed us and took over our show.
And you guys really liked his voice. He interviewed us really well, and
he was fun. Yeah,
for you guys who are all caught up with us and maybe want to become more intimate, not intimate like sex, but Weezy post a lot about her personal feelings in life. We are considering vlogging more on there. And then there are, what, fucking 21, 22 episodes of bonus
and
content and episodes.
The tiers that we have for $5, you get our bonus content, right? So 2 episodes a month. Very soon, we only need another 70 people. We're going to be dropping 3 episodes a month. So after every episode on a Monday, we're going to be starting that in February. You will then have a Patreon episode to then listen to.
Bitch,
for $15.
Like I ain't got a job. We about to be recording 7 episodes a month.
Bitch, are we getting this money or not?
Bitch, we about to see each other too much. Woo, Jesus.
That's true.
That's true as
for
fuck.
For $15, all right, we have merch that we sent you after 4 months. And also, I am now doing live calls with some of you to walk me through episodes where we fucked up, where we need improvement, where you want to see us do different things, and pretty much tell me what you want from Horrible Decisions. And I've made some outlines that I'm going to be reviewing with y'all, and y'all tell me if you like them or not. So
look, y'all could be producers of the show, ho.
Pretty much.
But yeah, we want to thank all of you guys. We're excited to see you guys on tour, and we hope that you guys become patrons and continue supporting Horrible Decisions for 2019. As you guys know, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, ho. I would love for more. I mean, we could take it upon ourselves, but for women to kind of, before we finalize this, you coming over, are you spending the night?
Oh, I ask.
That's good.
Actually, I kidnap. I say, you're staying with me. Yeah. And so
people don't ask?
I mean,
what?
No.
A lot don't.
Do you know that's why a lot of women get upset when they go over to fuck a nigga and then he be like, so what you got going on? So what you doing?
When you go there. I guess.
Either way, if a nigga comes over too, like, I'm not going to lie, I don't want to be fucked and then, nigga, right after you fuck me, you putting your Tims back on to head out? No, hey. Nigga.
I always make it very clear because I get up at like 6:45 for like gym and work.
Oh, yeah, I do let them know you got to leave when I leave.
No, I don't mind somebody.
See, you're bullshit. I'm not leaving a nigga.
Well, I feel like also, that, then I'm not really hosting you in my home.
But here's
I
my thing. Now, this is what saved me.
We leaving again.
This is what saved me a lot, like, now, like, as I've gotten older, like, I ask myself, I look and assess the situation, and I'm like, do I want to spend time with this girl after I fuck her? And that's what makes me say I will fuck this girl. Now, if I don't want to spend time with her after I fuck her, then I'm not going to have sex with her because the whole process afterwards.
Maybe somebody said this on
flagrant. I'm not going to lie. I don't fuck niggas.
He said,
that
do
I
want you around
after.
When I come?
But like, for me, it's like, I don't like the feeling, like, as soon as I nut, I don't like the feeling of being like, why the fuck I do this? Or like,
that's bad dick. That's why I won't fuck
but
bad
no,
dick.
Even
I don't
if
think that's
even
bad
if it's
dick.
Good, even if it's like,
hold
even
on,
if
hold on. I've had really good sex and felt guilty after. And been like, oh, I am.
Yeah.
You never have?
That's happened to me one time.
I feel bad. Like, there's niggas that I fucked and it was great. But then he start talking and I'm like, damn, nigga, you just like.
That's
I like,
what I'm saying.
I just, like,
it's about everything.
Niggas.
It's
you
like,
know,
all
I like.
He trying
like,
to code black you. That intellectuality.
Nah, man. Like, niggas. Like,
niggas think I'm stupid as shit.
But I've said this on the show. I'm very shallow. I like good looking niggas.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, there are like. Good looking guys that I've been with, and it's just like once they start talking, it's like just don't talk.
But that's what I'm saying. So it could be ruined. So for me,
maybe that's why I don't
know the conversation.
Yeah, the
for
hot
me,
guys be dumb as fuck,
I really
bruh.
Don't, not too often.
I don't know if you smart, but them niggas be dumb as fuck. You know. Tall ass, fine ass, just why?
Really?
Why are you so fine
I
for nothing?
I feel like I'm smart as hell, but I also feel like I look good. So that's a subjective thing.
But you're an actor. This could be an act.
Is
ooh,
it?
Good point, bitch.
You could be acting.
I love this. I flip it on them. So like. People's jobs, like, you know, like politicians, lawyers, whatever y'all do, y'all lie to hide the truth. Actors lie to tell the truth.
That's cute. So whatever that
so
means.
We're
whatever,
very
nigga.
Honest.
Yeah, whatever. Next.
Y'all niggas like rushing out of the way.
Right
like, y'all niggas.
Tell me shit.
You're not in an audition?
Right.
For those of you artists listening, you know what I'm talking about.
Nah.
All right.
They don't.
Anyway,
you got
so,
quiet storm real quick.
George asks, if you could create a male clone version
this
of yourself.
This was a dumbass question. I don't even know why
would
you
would
George,
would
you dumb.
Fuck your clone? How do you envision it going down?
My clone would be too light skinned.
Oh, I like light skinned niggas. So my clone will have a big old dick, but a dark dick. Cause most of my light skinned niggas got like, they dick's a little darker than
oh,
their
really?
Whole body. I like, yeah.
I bet
like
that's kind of,
just a touch. It's just a touch. Like
touch.
My strap on is dark skin and I feel like it's okay. Like, cause that's what happens. So my clone will be
color black.
6'7". Cause I feel like that's like a perfect height. Like you don't look too crazy,
not too
crazy,
tall, yeah.
But you look you tall, nigga. Like people still be like,
you
play basketball. Them niggas that too not, tall can't do shit, bro, yeah. In real life. So like I could still a bitch could still buy me shoes because my shoes might still be in the store. Mm-hmm. Like when you too tall, you got a special order shit. I would have a big dick. I think I would be very like. I think I would let my hair grow. I might have dreads. I ain't gonna hold you because I like niggas with hair.
This nigga, the same nigga she was over with in Orlando, she wants to create out of herself.
I've
nigga, so that reason
oh,
she
yeah,
set up for herself,
she,
nigga.
She, let me tell you,
that's
got,
why she don't like
check,
the nigga. She don't
I
like
got a blue
nigga.
Check.
I would have a blue check.
Got blue check, nigga. I got a 7-year contract, nigga.
Yo, shut up.
I went to Oak Hill, nigga.
Yo, low key, okay, you know we stay riding.
No,
remember that
no,
shit?
Here you go.
That
here
was
here.
A ghetto ass neighborhood in Florida.
So why do you feel like, why do you think people always asking y'all if y'all fucked or fucked around?
Just because we sexual. I think the same reason why
and
a
no,
lot
no, no,
of men.
No. I disagree. I think it's our tension.
Hell no.
Because y'all be arguing like some couples. Y'all gay as hell.
We
I
do.
Knew it.
We argue like.
I knew y'all fucked around.
My eyes cannot roll any further back.
Her shit almost hit the back of her skull.
Head. Good God.
Good God almighty.
Almost came off.
Hallelujah. No.
Okay,
bitch.
Hold on. Do you guys have. Has there ever been guys that are like you have had similar tastes for where y'all both like, ooh,
so
wow, fucking both y'all?
So I'll sit here and say we've maybe had similar tastes, but I will say. For both of us, like, first off, and I was much bigger than I am now, so we've never been, oh, yeah. We've never looked the same. Niggas who would like me would think she was too small, and niggas who would want her would think I was too big.
Right.
So we've never even had a clash on to where we felt like guys would both like us.
But
we're also just very different as well.
Here's the difference now, though. Here's